Hey, what's up? And welcome back to Girl Chat Sports. It's Mel
Yes.
and Mo.
Yes.
Man, it's been, I feel like we've been, there's been so much to go over this week. It's been a lot. WNBA season has officially kicked off and I'm excited. The games have been great. Tomorrow,
the game's been good.
The NFL schedules, the full schedules for the 2022 season will be released 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. So we'll get to know who, what, when, and where exactly. I get to plan. Here's what I thought. Someone caught me on this because, you know, obviously the Tampa and the Seattle games in Frankfurt or in Germany
right,
this year.
Right.
That was the game I was planning to go to was in
right,
Tampa.
I remember that. So now you got to
even realize
your passport
it.
Stamp and go to a Frankfurt.
No, I'm not. Listen, with whatever's happening in Europe and Russia and everywhere else, I ain't getting
You're not messing with Germany.
I'm not messing with
You're
Germany.
Not messing with Germany. Mm-hmm. Germany's off the list, huh?
No. But I'm
If it was a London game, would you go to the London game? If it was a London game or
I'd probably
City?
Do London or Mexico City.
City.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be fun.
God, I was hoping the Raiders would have
maybe
Mexico
in Mexico City, but I think it would be doable.
Yeah, I was hoping the Raiders would have a Mexico City game. Like, yes, let's do an international. But nope. The one time, because we have a new stadium, they want to keep us here. Okay.
Of course they do.
But I can't wait to see the schedule, though. I'm very curious to see how that is.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that looks.
I'm very curious. Since we talked about it real quick, they already announced a couple games. So the Broncos and Russell Wilson are going to face off with the Rams in LA on Christmas Day. Also, I didn't realize this. The Broncos are up for sale. The franchise is.
Oh, yeah.
And they're estimated to possibly get more than $5 billion, which the last professional sports team that sold the highest was the Nets. And it was for $2.35 billion.
Yeah.
And of course, we're talking about winning time. But didn't he buy he bought the Lakers for like what? $1 million? Dr. Buss?
Who, Magic Investing?
No, Buss. When he bought the Lakers,
it was
like $1 million.
Nothing. It was like the Sears Tower trade and selling off different assets, $1 million. And then he had to buy the full. Well, he bought the building, which was great.
Right.
Like he had to buy the building. So that was cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into some hot topics because, again, like I said, the full schedule will be released. But we've got to talk about this. I know we've already side chatted a little bit, but. We all know by now that Tom Brady has been have basically agreed to a deal to join Fox Sports, where he'd be a lead NFL analyst, basically whenever his career ends, for 10 years and $375 million.
And he got like $315 mil from the league already?
Like,
no, I'm not laughing. I mean, I'm just saying, like, he got $315 million from the league. But who doesn't want to see Tom Brady be an analyst, though, is my question.
That's the issue.
I don't even like the guy, and I'm curious about it.
I'm very curious.
First of all, he's good looking on camera. You know what I mean? Right. First of all, he's a good looking guy. I'm not even going to front. He's a good looking guy. And he knows the game. He knows the new game of football and the old game. He's a combination of both.
He can speak
to it. You know what I mean?
Well, not only that, but okay, so he's
so what's the counter of this whole thing? What's the upheaval?
Well, of
because
course,
he's getting the 375.
The upheaval is that that's my only issue is that he's got a contract for 10 years. Like there's not many people in the journalism or in anchoring or analysis that are getting contracts of 10 years. This is like a baseball contract. You're getting paid baseball player money right now for this. The other issues that I've seen on social media, of course, is that he's not a journalist. He didn't go to school to be a journalist.
Okay.
That there's many hardworking journalists out there that would love to have that opportunity.
I get that.
My thing is, it's also kind of like the evolution of a person playing football. Okay, you went to school and played football. You went to college and played football. Now you're graduating. You have the opportunity to play in the NFL, but you don't get picked because there's so many people out there that have done this and are good at it.
Is he not the GOAT, though, of football? Is he not the greatest of all time? I mean, they act like they're throwing money at okey-doke.
Is well, and it's also the work ethic. This guy was a what, fourth, fifth round pick, and has made his career and had what is it, 7 rings now that Natalie always wants to throw in my face. He got 7 rings, and you know he's still out there playing with these kids. He's basically playing with kids.
But is he not the greatest of all time? That's I mean, is he not the greatest? Yeah. I mean, yeah. What is there to discuss?
And what, it's not like they're throwing money at. What else sells but a person of his caliber? Fox Sports is going to go up in value. The rest of the people in their sports.
They're all going to eat. They're all going to eat. Advertisers are going to spend big dollars on the segments. Everybody, it's going to be a trickle down effect off the profit of advertising, viewership, all of that. And I'm not to mention you got the TB12 cult out there, viewership of all of that.
Oh, you
he has his
know.
Podcast. TV, he has, you know what I mean? So it is what it is.
And look at how the TB12 brand took off too.
That's what I'm saying.
Like just everything is, and the thing is that no matter how much you despise it, but let's say all the Patriots fans, anyone else that hates Tom Brady,
They're still gonna see what this guy has
and
to
I
say.
Will say this, people are like, oh well, you know, he's not great on camera, he doesn't say too much. You don't think all his money is going to be able to pay the people that helped train him to do the role?
I'm sorry, when Belichick was on the field and Tom Brady was standing next to him, they'd skip over Belichick to talk to Tom. Like, forget the coach. Oh, Tom's on the field. Let's get some words from him.
Because they want
everybody is wanting to hear what this man has to say. Everybody. And granted, yes, he has a podcast. He has already spoken into the space and the framework of media, okay? Because he has a podcast that he speaks on. So he's already getting kind of honed in on what it's like to be on radio and what to be on media. I mean, rappers didn't go to school for acting, did they? Street artists didn't go to art school, and there some of them are famous street artists out there.
Bill Gates dropped out of school,
I understand where the journalists are coming from, but this has been a trend, and this has been a thing. You've got celebrity NBA players that are actually giving analysis, and some of them make me feel weird and uncomfortable. And some of them I prefer not to be on there, and I'd rather hear a journalist with their knowledge and expertise.
Right.
But the journalism
and here's the deal,
thing
when,
is
And I was
everything.
The biggest Tony Romo hater in life.
Yeah.
I enjoy his commentary on NFL games. I like his perspective. I don't know what it is. Call me crazy, but I never liked Tony Romo, but now he's in the booth and I enjoy that. So it's only
I don't have a problem when Big Poppy's talking to MLB. I don't have a problem when it's Aaron Hernandez talking. I mean,
Alex Rodriguez.
I'm sorry, not Aaron Hernandez. God rest in peace. Alex Rodriguez. Talking analytics on sports, you know, or when it's Ken Griffey or Bobby Bonilla or any of those guys that get up there and try to say something because they are familiar with the game. And if they have the presence, they can do it. I mean, Chuck is Chuck for comedy and laughs, but he knows the game. I mean, it sells. We're in a space now where social media prevails. Everything is now the framework is not such a structured thing in the form of journalism. It's podcasting. It's you know, open talk, it's dialogue, it's celebrity. Everybody likes celebrity influence. Right. Celebrity sells. You want a celebrity. That's what gets you views. That's what gets you influence. That's what gets you paid. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
This is just where this narrative has shifted. And rightfully so, $375 million, if that's what Fox wants to give him, give it to him. Because everybody, I promise you, will probably eat. Production sets on other shows will probably start looking a lot better. It'll be a trickle-down effect. More commentators and stuff probably could get the pay raise that they deserve off of the back of Tom Brady making a profit for the network. I mean, I don't know. Call me crazy, but
you're not crazy.
If I worked for Fox, I'd be like, okay, we all eating now. We on a couple. We get the lottery ticket. You know how much viewership that's going to bring and how much money that's going to be for us?
Yes.
Right. Jeez. I'm not going to talk ill of that. Put us on Fox. We'll be okay.
What's up, Mo? DC Tweet Team.
Yeah, we'll be on Fox Radio. I don't have a problem.
Hello, and he'll be on your shows, and he'll be making the circle and making the
Okay, let's move on along.
I just seen like a lot of energy into this that I think could have been used in other things. Like, where was all these journalists being mad at ESPN for how they treat women? Where's all these journalists for dealing with, you know, the repercussions of what women are dealing with in journalism or in, you know, those settings? But I've seen way more in regards to Tom Brady getting paid money. I mean, he's a vet. He's a legend. He's a GOAT. Like, why wouldn't you give him that?
It's like saying, okay, we're going to put MJ. If MJ were to speak and say MJ, and say MJ decided, okay, I think I want to be a color analyst, or I think I want to go on the TNT with the four guys. What do you, mountains, oceans, everything else is going to move out of the way. The Red everything. Sea will literally
park. I mean, you saw how much, how viral that post or that picture of MJ and Tom Brady at the Kentucky Derby, or it was a grand meeting up together. Yes. Went, how, that was intense. Like, just the one picture, just the one video of them two hugging hands and shaking. What happens with ticket sales? If you know there's going to be tickets that are going to be sold just so they can get a chance to see him, whether it be down the field, in the box.
Bump all that. Even when he did the TikTok bib off of Bieber. Confessing about the tuck rule with the Raiders. I mean, that circulated like crazy. Ooh, within minutes, yeah. Within seconds. It got over a million views. Like, come on.
He is viral. It's Tom.
He's viral. It's Tom freaking Brady. Tom Patrick Edward Brady, or whatever his initials. That is who it is. It is TB12. This ain't Baker Mayfield because he's not playing with the Browns. Oh, we're going to make him an analyst and pay. Now, I understand people being upset and tight. Okay, he doesn't have a job and he needs something. And they were to throw him a bag like that, would be insane. I get it.
Right.
Tim Tebow. You cannot judge this man off of short blips of interviews. And a man does a podcast and does other stuff. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's just, oh, dear Tom. So
Tom Aloysius Brady.
We have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
When he calls it quits. If and when. It might not even be after this season. It could be in 2-3 more seasons. Who knows?
All I know is Giselle don't want him at that house. And the kids don't want him at the house.
They're like,
so he's got to figure out and do something. The kids are probably like, dude, you're calling plays and heads and tails at the breakfast table. We're not out here running routes. Like, we've got stuff to do.
They're probably like, Dad, I don't want to play. I don't want to play catch no more. No,
yeah, I don't want to play catch. I don't want to do none of that. Yeah.
I can't only imagine. So another hot topic for today, Nike has filed suit against StockX for claiming that some people at Nike had ordered 4 orders within a couple months' time from StockX. All 4 of these shoes were determined to be fake. So
I wonder what they found on the fakeness of them. I mean, what determines them to be fake? I mean, I could probably spot a fake J, but
I'm curious to know as well. Right. But you don't know. I mean, it's so hard, I think, to tell these days because there are such great fakes out there. I just don't know what exactly transpired. You know, maybe they're realizing that StockX is getting a lot of the money that they should have. But if they were just to release more shoes, maybe there wouldn't be this issue.
Even if, not even that. Even if they fight these bots, we might have access to the shoes of the exclusive.
Yeah. Maybe there wouldn't be a retail market if there wasn't no bots.
Put the energy into those bots. File lawsuits on people that's doing the bot thing.
They won't do that, of course not. So StockX responded to the lawsuit today and said, we take customer protection extremely seriously. We've invested millions in the fight to fight the proliferation of counterfeit products that virtually every global marketplace faces today. Nike's latest filing is not only baseless, but also is curious given that their own brand protection team has communicated confidence in our authentication program and that the hundreds of Nike employees, including current senior executives, use StockX to buy and sell products. That's the other thing. Nike exec, people that are getting free Nikes, they're using that to sell their own stuff and they're making money. That's what I think people aren't realizing. The players, the whomever getting the free Jordans, the free whatever.
They're all quests. They give it to their friends and their friends sell them.
Of course. So the latest tactic amounts to nothing more than a panicked and desperate attempt to resuscitate. Why can't I read that? It's losing legal's case against our innovative Vault NFT program that revolutionizes the way that consumers can buy, store, and sell collectibles safely, efficiently, and sustainably. Nike's challenge has no merit and clearly demonstrates their lack of understanding of modern marketplace.
Whatever. They try to shut that thing down. And this is not the first time that people have claimed that StockX has had fake shoes on there. I'm sure fake shoes...
Something's got, you know, maybe not everybody is trained in the eye and can see what's happening, or maybe catch it and it doesn't get a flaw or something. But I feel like those 4, but how many shoes do they actually resell in that 2-month period where 4 came up fake?
I mean, I knew something was up when those reds dropped, sold out, and then they put them on StockX and they were still like 250 or 259 on the resale. Like, I was like, okay, well, that's telling me a couple things.
And they dropped twice. They dropped those twice.
Yeah, it's telling me a couple things. They didn't do well, or something's going on, or they're fake or something. But StockX is not just sneakers. It's also apparel. It's also bags. It's also jewelry. It's also PlayStation. It's also Xbox. They sell a whole bunch of things on that thing. So for Nike to come after them, if you want to shut them down, make a mass production of the sneakers. Ain't nobody tripping.
And I don't mind. Are you also getting mad at eBay?
With the same Travis Scott's I have on. I'm not tripping off of that.
I just want
I'm more concerned of how you put it together.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, are you going after eBay? Because now eBay does that too, where they're authenticating sneakers. If you're selling sneakers online, they will authenticate
them. I mean, GoDap's been doing it. You know, I rock with GoDap. You got Urban Set. You got these local places, the place down there, Town Square. You got the one place downtown too. And then you got the Sneaker Garden at Resort World. You got a couple sneaker joints in my mall now. Like, it's everywhere. So are we going to police all of this? I mean,
well, and then of course they're not making an issue with GOAT, because GOAT resells them.
But oh, GOAT's on point with theirs. They don't have no problem. Flight Club has been an issue. Sometimes they say Flight Club is not the sneaker thing, but I think Flight Club kicks Nike down some percentages too. So I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's not going to go nowhere.
Too much money.
Nike they are making too much money, but then Nike mass
but Nike can
sneakers.
Have that money if they would just
get that money. Stop making these things so hard to get. And if you want to file a lawsuit, again, go after technology in those bots. I don't want to go on the sneaker app and say I have something in my cart ready to click purchase and then it's gone. Like, that makes no sense. So if you want to stop something, stop that. Just stupid. Mm-hmm. There's a will, there's a way. They're going to figure that one out. I'm going to watch carefully, though, with that. It sounds very interesting how that's going to unfold.
I'm just wondering if they're going to start doing, like, a kickback. Like, you know, there's a lawsuit, and anybody that's bought through StockX gets, like, you know, their 5 cents per shade per purchase. Or I don't know, something.
Give me a free pair of Travis Scott's. Make sure they're fragmented, authenticated, and I'll be fine.
Right. Let me get
I'll take those. Whatever. Oh, give me the Kobe Grinches. That I've been trying to get forever off of there, and they keep inflating the price. Give me some of those, something, you know.
I mean, they're just making it. They're gonna make it bigger for the fake sneaker game. You know, all these good fakes that come from China being made in the same areas,
same factory. Places. It's a mislabel. Yeah. It's an eye on the shoe that's extra over the maximum count. It's something that makes it a defect for it. A little
one extra stitch
Monday,
where it shouldn't be.
Where it shouldn't be is a. And not to mention, the factory workers probably low key is under the table selling stuff to StockX. You know, they probably make their own little private Nike thing. And then
I already got one of my friends that was like, "Yeah, I mean, I can get you these, but they're coming from China and they're not, you know, authentic." And I'm like, "Well, how unauthentic are they? That's my question. Like, what are we? I don't. Yeah.
I mean, I need people to stop contradicting themselves when they walk around with the fake nails, fake eyelashes, fake everything, and you want to not have fake sneakers on your feet. Stall me out with that. The stuff's fake out there, so you're either gonna rock it and it hopefully can pass the test of authenticity or it can't. You know, I'm not gonna be checking for you like that. So bags, all that, you know, come on,
just make sure like Jordan is in the right pose.
Yeah, not, like, make sure that the doing the split taking air is not too like this, more like the way it needs to be,
and the paint
across.
Ain't gone all over the side.
Come on.
Oh my god,
we live with the fake.
So
we live in the fake.
If you've been watching the show over the past 10 weeks, I think now, Winning Time, the HBO show for the Lakers, first season under Dr. Buss, when Magic's rookie year, has come to a season end this week. And boy,
it was a lackluster ending for me.
It was, but there was a lot. See, I think they just ended it too soon. Like, there was a lot going on. Like, we saw Cream out, you know, Bird's at home mad. He's watching from his house, which looks like it's still in a trailer park. You know, Hayward's on crack. There was the MVP issue on, you know, Cream getting it. But apparently, you know, the network changing their mind last minute, or maybe it was the league wanting to have the MVP in person. And so Magic got the MVP, but... There's
but he dedicated to Kareem. I mean, they still got a good relationship. Yeah.
And then Dr. Buss's boys, like, are they really that annoying? Or are they really that immature? I just had so many questions.
I mean, Jim Buss was not interested in taking over the Lakers when he willed it to him once he passed away. And that's how Jeannie ended up getting. That. She ended up firing her brother and taking over. So they were never really interested, I don't think, in that facet.
I'm just mad that was a misogynist, too. Let's not get that twisted.
You know, so you saw all of that, and that could be a bad taste. You know, I don't know if there's resentment. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't want to. But I know with the Three Ring Circus book, it had touched on a lot of the different things about Buss, and then even the whole relationship with Phil, and then going over to all of that with Kobe and Shaq. Like it covered all of that. So I don't know if they're gonna do another season where it fast forwards to Lakers and do a Kobe thing. I don't know. I'd like to see that. Quite honestly,
I mean, why can't they just do it? You know, they should have multiple seasons. This could be like the new binge here. You know, you've got multiple seasons of a series, whether it be how true to fact or how much dramatization was in it. I just think it's a good production. I love the camera, the different cameras that they use.
Yeah, the cinematography was great on it. Actors, like, it was really good. I like it. But, you know, these actors be having gigs, so I don't know. And then the writers change. You get tired of one writer.
Well, players change, too. So you could always introduce other players that are playing other roles because, of course, Lakers roster never.
Maybe they'll do one on the Bulls either. From the books based off the Bulls and Jerry Reisendorf.
Yeah, I feel like you should be doing that. They should be definitely doing that with each different franchise.
Maybe do a Celtics one. Maybe do a Pistons one, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. But it was cool. I loved it very early on at the beginning. I watched it all the way to the end.
I hope for a second season. Like, it was good. It was really fun to watch.
Yeah. And
did you by chance catch the Kentucky Derby? I know you work on Saturdays usually, but I couldn't believe, I mean, granted, the Kentucky Derby, I don't know why they had this show on. I mean, they literally have the production on for like 6 hours before the actual race. Of course, the race is like, 2 minutes long. But the winner was an 80-1 favorite, Rich Strike. This, apparently the horse wasn't even in the race like the Friday, the night before, the week before, he hasn't even been in the race. They made the last minute adjustment. Yes. And this guy came, when I tell you, you know how you move through traffic in Vegas or in any other city, you're in traffic, you're swerving through the, different people because they're going slow.
Right.
This horse was swerving through other horses and made that last ditch effort and won. It was like the biggest, it was the biggest upset in like Kentucky Derby history. Yeah. It was crazy.
I mean, I saw some people that were going to the Derby, but I didn't catch it. Oh yeah. We got customers coming all the time, need Derby stuff. But I did see like the celebrities and the turnout down there in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, who's who?
I mean, it's definitely a bucket list. I definitely want to go and be in the Kentucky Derby once. It was just kind of crazy that. And another thing I didn't learn, I had made a post about it because I guess maybe never really was watching the Kentucky Derby, or maybe was sober for the Kentucky Derby when it started. But these, the riders, they have like 10 goggles layered on each other.
Wow.
And I'm like, why? What do you need 10 goggles for? Well, apparently,
the jockeys.
Thank you, Facebook, for coming to my help and my aid. Apparently, when it gets muddy, as my brother said, there's no wipers on your goggles, so they're flipping them off throughout the race if they can't see.
But
then I've never seen any goggles flying while I'm watching the race, and wouldn't that also be kind of like a hazard for? Riders,
if you got another horses. Racer behind you, a jockey, wouldn't the glasses, you toss them back, they hit somebody else in the face? I don't know.
Or hit the horse in the face and the horse goes crazy. Like,
maybe they drop them down to the, I don't know. What if they're stepping on them? I've got questions now.
There's so many.
I've got so many questions.
But then the race ends and like, I would say most people that we saw that they showed footage of still had like 9 or 10 of these goggles on. So it wasn't like they had dispersed, 6 or 7 of them throughout the race. They still had majority of mine. I just can't think of the pressure that is on your face.
Like, maybe I go back and watch Seabiscuit or something and figure this out.
I wear like one snorkel and my face hurts just from it being there. But could you imagine like 5 goggles all piled on each other?
I couldn't. And that pressure, it'd be hurting all around here. Gosh, give me more bags than I already have.
Right.
More wrinkles.
And what killed me is that when the horse won, so they have the leader horses and or people on horses that come and try to help the horses slow down and then lead them off the track. Well, the winner did not like his leader horse and was going after him to where I almost feel like PETA should have been involved because whoever was riding the leader horse, I don't know if it's a certain guy or if they have jobs, if they're trained in this, but he almost started attacking this winning horse because the winning horse trained to attack his horse. Mm. And yeah, it was just, it was very comical.
I'm just thinking, like, I'm trying to envision everything you're telling me right now. And I'm just like,
it was a lot. It was a whole lot.
It is a lot.
All right, gracious. So this weekend, not only are the Billboard Music Awards happening in Las Vegas on Sunday, but both you and I, as well as most of people we know.
I didn't even know Billboard was going to be here.
Billboard's, I think that's the reason why this is here that weekend, because that way that many people will already be here as far as actors or acts. So the Lovers and Friends, this has been put off once. It got redone.
Yeah.
COVID affected it. It was supposed to be in LA originally once too. And then I think it came here. So this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we've got the Lovers and Friends concert.
Yeah, I'm not buying festival. This whole thing. I'm not buying.
I need you to give me your input on this.
So,
yeah.
So the thing of it is this, you've got all these names. This is 58 acts, I think, to be approximate in one day. Well, we'll say it's 2 days, but it's not a 2-day festival. Meaning,
no,
that
they
you
said
don't
it
go,
was going to be.
They don't split it. You split.
Well, they said it was going to be the same acts.
Right.
The
it's not a 2-day festival.
Originally, was a 1-day.
You don't go 2 days.
Right.
Like, you know how I go to a 3-day festival and it's all those acts covered in 3 days. This is one act covered on Saturday and the same bill on Sunday. Makes no sense. I guess the show is starting at 5 a.m. and going to end at 5 a.m. Because I don't understand how you could have all these this billing of all these people in one freaking day. Not to mention, I've only seen a few artists check in on their Instagram that have pretty much confirmed they're coming. And a lot of them either confirmed last year and some of them confirmed this year. So far I saw Usher definitely is going to do it because they put an article out about him doing it. T-Pain confirmed. Fabulous posted today that he's there. Who else? Foxy Brown posted that she's going to be there. Rest of them ain't heard nothing from. Brandy and Monica, nothing. Possibly that Ja Rule Ashanti will come through. Timbaland's
I feel like
here.
They're always out here anyways.
They're here anyways. But Lil' Kim, Eve, none of them said it. Bupkis. Haven't heard anything from Escape. Escape has their own Instagram, and so does SWV, and so does Khalees, and so does Maya, so does Brandy, so does Monica. None of them have posted anything. Too Short, that's easy. He'll be here. You know, I don't have to worry about him. Because he'll show up even to a tasting,
sure
whatever,
Sweat.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Keith Sweat, they used to do his thing at Texas, so he has no problem getting here. But the Trey Songz, Neo lives here, so that might be a good check-in. Lauryn Hill is doubtful.
Like, what about Juvenile? Is Juvenile coming? Mike Jones?
Like, come on. Really,
Joe was on there. Joe's on my top list to want to see.
But Joe hasn't confirmed on his Instagram either.
It's wild.
And if Joe doesn't do Big Rich Town while I'm there, if he does show up, then I'm gonna be tight. That's all I want to hear.
Andre, welcome to the show, Andre. He's curious.
Did Joe
does
he confirm? I ain't heard nothing from Joe to see either. I don't know.
Mo's doing PR for Lovers and Friends. Mo's have been doing.
I'm not doing PR. I'm doing research because this is already out the gate. It's crazy. Suspicion.
And then for you to confirm last year does not mean you're still in it right now.
Foxy Brown confirmed.
Like, I need everybody to be posting it. Hey, we're in Vegas this weekend.
Nobody has posted this upcoming week except T-Pain and Fabulous made a post today.
A lot of people. Yeah. Well, they've got like three stage. I mean, they're really going to literally have to be back to back to back on every stage.
They're going
to
be 20 minutes, two songs.
From like noon to midnight, they're going to have to basically go nonstop.
And it's going to be 20-minute sets. Or some
and
of them
still haven't they still haven't released a schedule yet. So we don't even
know. And some of them aren't even performed.
When and where.
And then they talk. Oh, and I forgot they added the Locks to it, too. Locks ain't even checked in either. Locks, I went to their Instagram. They ain't checked in either. Now, Jadakiss was just here at Dre's not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So he may come. But again, you have to pay for these people's flights and accommodations. So you got 58 artists that you guys about to fund and take care of? Dude, this thing looked suspect the minute they posted it. I was like, this is unreal. This is like the dream of all 2000s, year 2006.
It's the greatest thing ever, yeah.
A music festival you'd ever could imagine. And you mean to tell me you're cramming this in one day? First of all, it's insulting to even do that. Y'all could have made that 3 days and I would have been okay. Because perfect. Then you got day-to-day-to-day
schedule. And for the price, it should have been 3 days.
Darn near. darn near. So, I mean, look, we'll show up and go and see what it does. It is what it is. You know,
I'm make sure you're following us, because we're going to give out, we're going to, you know, make sure we broadcast a little bit, but it's going to be hot. Like, it's been cool in Vegas. It got hot last week and it cooled down. It's about to be back up to the triple digits this weekend.
Yeah, 97.
And
97 on Saturday, it drops.
So a lot of open space.
I'll take that 97. I don't know how open it'll be. I don't know how many people will be here. I see tickets getting dumped all over the place. Like I said, I don't know. This thing is suspect from the very beginning. I mean, we know for sure Lauryn Hill's not going to show up. We know that for a fact.
She's going to show up on Sunday when it's about to be.
That's not even going to be a question. She doesn't even show up when she has her own show here, let alone come to a festival. That she ain't even checked in. So I'm not even counting that. If anything, Usher is probably going to be good. But then I heard Usher tickets during the week are $80 for his show at Caesars.
Really?
Like, I'm almost going to be like, what am I paying for here? The only good news to this whole billing is that Tito's is one of the sponsors.
Okay.
That's going to make me settle my soul this weekend.
And Andre said he's going Sunday. Well, here's my thing about the Sunday people. They also have to compete with Billboard. So if any of these people plan on, any of these acts are going to be at the Billboard Awards, you may not see them on Sunday. Or they got to rework their schedule. If they didn't get their money
from the promoters or Live Nation, they not.
Ooh.
Snoop will be there. Because Snoop is one of the people that puts this on. He's one of the investors, I think, in it. So they already announced he's going to be here for some kind of private party event. And that's probably Billboard related more than anything.
Maybe it's just easier for us to get into VIP now. Just, you know, no one's coming, so everybody leaves early.
Yo, listen, I don't know. Like I said,
Andre and Dylan, we all going to sue if this thing.
Listen, if I walk in that thing right then and there and see it being some BS, I'm gonna go right to front gate services and be like, I want my money back, because I know whose balcony I can go sit on and chill and be okay
and watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
amen to that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into a little bit of sports. So, Jugadores Locos.
Crazies.
Here's the deal, guys. Everybody that left Seattle and went on to go do other things has had their time and issues. The one Legion of Boone member, Cam Chancellor, who didn't leave Seattle and stayed and finished his career there, no issues. Cam, you don't hear nothing about him. But you had Richard Sherman. You got Earl Thomas now. We've had the ongoing stuff with his wife, who's now apparently soon to be ex-wife. They filed for divorce back in 2020. Well, he had a warrant for his arrest on Friday in Austin, Texas, because he's been sending threatening messages to his ex, Nina, or soon to be ex, regarding her and the children. He was court ordered to not have any contact unless it's regarding the kids, and it was through an app. Like a co-parenting app, probably through the court system. He refused to download the app. And then as of April 18th and 19th, he sent her messages stating stuff like, I've got two handguns. I'm going to kick your ass. He also said the next day, I hope you're in the car with him and the kids and y'all drive off the road. Followed by, and I'm going to let my mom and my cousin poison.
Oh, he was really in his feelings, wasn't he? He's really big mad, huh?
Like, you going to poison your own kids?
He's big mad.
Listen.
He was big mad, huh? He's that bitter.
Well,
did they arrest him?
He never turned himself in. As from what I could read up on, he hadn't been arrested yet. So I'm not sure what the issue is. They seem to have these, we've been dealing with the Earl Thomas stuff since it was the threesomes with his brother next in the room and all these other things with his wife and his wife getting arrested for attempted battery on him. So
they're a mess.
The CTE is real in this man, either that or he's got a lot more going on. But it's what's interesting is that just as of a few weeks ago, he said he wanted to return to the league. Yeah.
It's a mess.
I don't even know what to say. That's a freaking mess.
That's a mess. Yes. I mean, that's crazy. That is
what's
so
up, Kente? Yes, Earl has a lot of issues. CTE.
Yeah, we know. That's clearly apparent. You wishing all of that on there. Something's afoot. Jeez.
It's a lot. And I know there were a couple other.
How old is the guy?
32. He's 32.
Yeah, he's a grown man. He should know better. And you're a dad. And you're acting a donkey.
And you're doing
right
it
now.
Via message. Here's the deal. not that I'm giving you ideas, but if you're going to threaten, I wouldn't do it via text where it could then be, it's saved. Like now people can take screenshots. People can show it. Like make a threat that disappears. That it's not going to be used as evidence against you. But I guess when you're that already, you're, you know, crazy, you're not really thinking.
I don't know. You're a grown man and your dad. Like, what are you doing out here in these streets? I need you to grow up.
And what are your kids thinking if they're knowing that you're like basically wanting to poison? They're gonna have their grandma or their cousins poison you.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. Yeah, he definitely on Scarface time 10. I don't know. That's just crazy.
I don't know.
It's nuts.
I don't know. So the next Jugadores Loco,
he needs to check himself in and lay off somebody's couch ASAP.
Right. Thanks for sending this one, Mo, because I, you know, I don't catch a lot of the UFC action, but this was from the Fury FC 61, which took place on Sunday. Joel Bauman, I believe it is. So he won his fight, and this was his post-fight interview.
To launch this NFT that's going to change the fight game. And I put in 30 all-nighters before that fight. I had herpes before that fight, two outbreaks in the span of a week. I'm here. I'm healthy. Let's go. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Say what?
Yeeks. Yeepers creepers.
You had what? Not once, Yeeks. But twice?
Yeeks.
I'm going to guess he's not going to get much action on his Tinder Bumble app anytime soon.
Jeepers. I mean, thanks for sharing, but it was not needed. You know what I mean? He just
oversharing.
Went off on a full rant.
Oversharing.
I mean, the transparency is there. At least you're keeping it honest. That means to me, like big eyes for real. That means for me that you're not celebrating with anybody tonight on your whatever,
or hoping they didn't. Hoping they
not
didn't
get a sympathy, nothing. You stay right on over there, 6 feet, sir. 6 feet, and we supposed to be social distancing anyway. 6 feet, sir.
And he still got it. Herpes is forever,
it is forever. He just had a flare up not once but twice. That's how stressed he was about this match. He was going through so much stuff that his outbreak not hit him once, twice.
Yeah,
he didn't say genital. He didn't say which area. He said herpes, but we just have to assume.
I just, God, it's too much,
dude. Why would you? Oh my God!
Talk about
6 feet, sir.
Talk about just, you know, throwing up at the mouth. Like you really
couldn't
hold yourself.
Need some garlic and holy water for you, sir. Couldn't even need some garlic and holy water for you. Stay away.
A lot of everything.
Stay away.
A lot of everything.
6 feet, sir. 6 feet social distancing. Mask up.
Oh my gosh. What's up, B Sal?
What's up,
New
Sal?
Finest. Yes, in the house.
Sal, big Sal.
Yeah, TMI for sure. Yeah, it's a lot. I can't. It,
6 feet, sir. I'm telling you right now.
We're going to have to make sure. We're going to have to tell, like, Cassandra and Brian, if you're ever at a UFC event and Mr. Joel.
Messed up, bro. Like, he's spitting fire. You know, like, you know what
I mean? But what I couldn't, fire. I couldn't. I'm going to play the clip one more time just for a quick second so we can see how close the guy, you know, the, what is it? The what do you call him? A ring?
He's been that fire. That the sportscaster. Go ahead, play it.
How did this guy keep a straight face?
I would have been like, that's going to change the fight game. And I put in 30 all-nighters before that fight. I had herpes before that fight. Two outbreaks in the span of a week. I'm here. I'm healthy. Let's go. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I think he was shocked. I would have been shocked too.
I mean, if I would have heard that, at least my eyes would have kind of bulged. I probably have been like, ooh, okay. Like, you really going to bring
that
up right now?
I think he went on such a rant, the guy was chewing his gum even faster, just out of nervousness. Because I probably would have been chewing my gum heck of fast. Like, or did he just say what I think he said? I got to hold the mic. I can't, you know. Yeah. Jeez. 6 feet, sir. The social distancing is real,
I'm gonna need you to take 12 feet. 12 feet.
How about just be in the next room and we do a Zoom cam talk? How about that?
Let's go back to pandemic days of interviews. Huh?
Listen, he needed to. Yo, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yo.
I'm
so glad I didn't bet my mom tonight on this game. Glad I'm still in $10 with her.
You really said not one, but two. Thanks for defining it as well, too. Like, he couldn't just be like, yeah, I had herpes. You had herpes not once, but twice.
Okay. Oh, he went on a whole thing. He was on a diatribe. He went off. He literally was saying his struggles to this guy. The guy started chewing his gum super duper fast. The ladies that are probably in his little entourage probably were like, yeah, I got to go. My Uber's here. I'll see you when I see you.
And block.
I got to go.
This is when ghosting will take place. Yeah, you're done now, sir.
Yeah, goodbye. This is a no call, no show. And a super block on the phone. Super block. We'll wait till this whole thing clears up. Give me about 30, 60 days, 90 days. You really owe something right now.
So the Las Vegas, we're moving on to Las Vegas sports, y'all. So here in Las Vegas, Las Vegas, which you brought up to my attention, I must have missed this somehow. Yeah. Las Vegas is no longer hosting the 2025 National College Football Championship in 2025. So it's now going to be in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. My only hope and thought is that maybe it's not happening because they're going to give us another, maybe Super Bowl. Well, Super Bowl's coming here when? Next year?
Yeah, 2023. Dang. Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of other reasons why.
This is the reason why they did this, okay? I'm just going to break this down to you. This is why they did this. They did this because, first of all, the city could not come up with an agreement with CES. CES may coincide with that. CES brings in more attendance, revenue, hotels, all of that may be booked. Can I do that, having a tournament of LSU and USC, and nobody that can come can have accommodations because you have CES here, which garnishes 200,000 people coming to the city for it. So they weren't sure when CES was going to do their thing. And it was a lot of push and pull. Like, we can't give you a date. You guys have a date, but CES hasn't given us a date. And if CES coincides with that, we've got to pick one. They chose CES.
I mean, can they just, you know.
Plus, we're not a college town.
Can't both be flexible? I don't know.
No, not if you got 200,000 visitors.
It's still three years away.
You've got accommodations like no other. I don't know. But that was the reason they gave. This is not really a college city. It probably would have been a good draw. It's good for college basketball when it comes to the gaming. But to see LSU and USC play, I think that would have been a good look. However, that CES schedule, they don't know when they're supposed to be touching down. So they just kind of like, that was a push-pull from what I read.
Got you. Yeah. Super Bowl 2024.
Yes. Okay.
No, two more years.
Not next year. Okay. Two more years. And that's good. We'll take that.
Heck yeah. And you know, the draft's coming back. The draft was epic and it's coming back again.
Good. Period. Because it was great. Yeah. And I got to meet my dream boats.
Well, yes, dream boat. You did. Yes, you did. So the Aces have started off their season. They're 2-1. They had a disappointing loss last night to the Mystics. However, what I was talking about in a couple of like WNBA groups is that this was their first game where they faced a real center. You know, Brianna Brenner's gone for the Mercury. Right. Seattle also is missing their center as well. Right. Mercedes Russell. So they went up against the Mystics, who obviously have Deladon.
Right.
And she basically took over the second half.
I'm sure she did. And this is a new position of Asia Wilson being at the five. And having to defend Elena Deladon like that. So it's going to be some
They were doing, and they did great those first two games, you know, beating the Mercury, beating the Storm.
No Brittany Griner. I mean, they look great, but no Brittany Griner. But the Seattle was definitely a more competition game.
The home opener was
great. The home opener was fire.
Yes.
No BG, but, you know, they look great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dismissing that. It's just the fact there was no BG for me to really give a good assessment.
They obviously have more work. They need more time together, I think.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
But the Aces look great too. They look great.
One thing is that
now they've got to figure out. Here's the deal. We're still waiting for Kia Stokes to come back from overseas,
right?
Which would definitely help in the center position. But they clearly, obviously, need to work on some other ways of dealing with the centers when it comes to a situation like this.
Yeah,
it's going to get
come
tough
against a few of them.
But they look great. Listen, Chelsea Gray. Great.
She's 1,000 field goals for the career. 1,000.
And when people tell me that they don't watch women's basketball because it's not very exciting, Chelsea Gray is like the WNBA's version.
It was very exciting on Sunday. She did
unbelievable.
That.
Yes,
it was a breakout look past here. Watch do what she does. It was real good.
Here's Gray, whips it to Wilson, who steps around. That was a beautiful find.
That's what they call it, the point guard.
Gray behind the back to Wilson, That jumper falls. Gray.
Like, yeah.
She's epic.
No look behind the back. It just, and she had a couple of them, I feel like. I feel like I saw two in the game yesterday. But anyways, so the Aces,
they all got game. They're doing really good. Becky is actually what we needed.
The rookies are looking good. KB's looking good. That Aisha Shepherd also is looking good. I mean, they just got a good team this year. And I feel like
they got a coach, Melissa. They got a coach. I mean, this is what we're talking about. They got a coach. And this is what we've been asking for I don't know how long. And now we're seeing what good coaching looks like and believing in your players looks like and how they have the ability to play up. Plum Sauce, let me give it up to number 10. I have to shout out number 10 for the simple fact that she is playing like she never had any type of surgery going on whatsoever. Did not stop as far as her energy went. Had handles on the ball, putting the girls on skates, making great crucial plays and shots. The girl never stopped. She's such a scrappy little player, and I love her. Like, she's one of my favorites. I love her too. She is so one of my
Can
favorites.
I also give it up?
She is so one of my favorites. I just love her.
Listen, because, you know, we had our WNBA draft for our fantasy team league last week.
Yeah, how's it going?
I picked up Jackie Young, who is balling. Because, of course, your points are going off of your points. Three-pointers count for two. Rebounds, assists all count for points. Yeah. I think she had, like, 38 and, like, 28 the first two games. I didn't check what the stat was last week. But she is insane and is basically helping me win this first week. Mainly.
Good. Who are you playing?
I'm playing Dre. Okay. We'll get to the fantasy because I want to also shout out people that joined in because I appreciate them joining our very first inaugural women's fantasy football league, but it's intense. And with COVID, because COVID's still around, Brianna Stewart didn't play today because of that, as well as I think Epiphany Prince.
Wow. And who they should have never gotten rid of. Let me tell you something. That was a big mistake on the Aces. That girl was balling over there on Seattle's end. She always hooped, though. She was always clutch when she was with us. I hated to see her go. But it's all good. It is what it is.
Well, this is also after Natasha Cloud put the WNBA on blast again for commercial flights because these girls are flying commercials still because that's just part of, you know, what the WNBA is now because they don't have the revenue for
it.
But they're catching COVID and now getting put on COVID protocols because they're flying on commercial flights where there's no mask policy.
Right.
There's no mask in airports and flights anymore. Right. So how can you protect yourself anymore? Now they have to miss games.
Jeez. Well, she masked up.
I didn't. That wasn't part of the article. It'd be interesting to know if she was.
Yeah, because the thing of it is, you can't go on there willy nilly either. Then, if you're gonna be
correct, but you can still get it, even if
you can. You can. You can.
And especially if you're being put on a plane with a bunch of other people heading to Vegas.
Gotta wipe. I mean,
that plane was coming to Vegas, and you know them planes to Vegas. They ain't worried about nothing. They're just worried about landing and starting to drink.
You gotta wipe them down yourself. Get them Clorox wipes out. Get the wipes out, wipe don't the tray, touch, wipe all of that stuff. Face, they're not cleaning none of that probably anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Wipe the Aces play in Atlanta. They play the Dream on Friday at 4:30. They return back home for their second game at home on Tuesday, the 17th, 7:00. So definitely gonna be there at the house for that one. The Lights are coming back home on this Saturday as well. They'll be facing off the Oakland. They're still sixth in the Western Conference. I feel like this is the longest in a season this far they've been in the top, I don't know, 10. I feel like the Western Conference for the USL is like 15, 14, 16 league teams in that league. So they're still doing pretty well. It's also Papa John's family four pack. So if you pay $44, you get four tickets and two large pizzas to enjoy the game. Our Henderson Silver Knights took a step out of the Vegas Golden Knights page and lost. That was their first playoff. They were trying to make it to the Calder Cup, but they lost. They're out.
That's too bad.
But we still have, so Arena Football, I hadn't even realized it started yet.
No, it did, because shout out to my guys, Zach and Miriam, and their stepson, Casey, who's playing on the team here. Shout out to him, because they had their first game a few weeks about. And Casey and those are playing, so good look.
They're 3-5 right now.
That's good.
They're playing in San Diego this Saturday. They're not back home until the 21st. But, oh, I guess she's cutting out again. So another thing about the Vegas Nighthawks is that the IFL, their league, announced a 3-year deal to have the championship here held at the Henderson Dollar Loan Center. So from this year into 2024, they'll be in Henderson. And that game will be August 13th this year. Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Where'd you go? I didn't go anywhere. Where'd you go?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I didn't go anywhere. No, I'm kidding. I did go somewhere. Just with you.
Kentucky Arena Football. I mean, we've had a year. When I first moved to Vegas, there was Arena Football. And a couple different teams, I think, even went through this town.
Yeah, weren't they like the Outlaws or something like that?
The Outlaws, and I feel like it was another one.
They had the lingerie Arena Football, too. The girls. Yeah. I remember that.
I won't even get started on that one.
I had a homegirl that played on that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we can watch the games on the C-Dub hosted by Brian and Jesse.
Yeah,
plug him. Oh,
Brian and Jesse got a show? They got another show?
They are hosting the games.
Okay, great. That's
amazing.
Check out the C-Dub, you guys.
We will have to check that out. Or hopefully be there in person. But God, I really hate driving to Henderson. Like it's not like Vegas is huge or it takes 2 hours to get there. It's just
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
fancy 5,000 seat stadium is going to make anyone be like, yeah, I need to go to Henderson right there in the middle of everything. No. Anyway, it'll be a good time. Of course they do.
Henderson. But that's good on the show. I'm excited for them on that. That's dope. Mm-hmm. They had no idea.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for them with their games. NBA playoffs are going crazy right now.
They sure are. It's halftime right now.
What's the halftime for the Warriors?
Well, the Warriors are down. And it's just like my mom predicted that they weren't going to do anything tonight. So that's where we were. I was going to shout out the score, but there's no score up because now I got to go. Now you got me going to the ESPN app looking. 50-77. The score with the Grizzlies up. The Bucks
was crazy. What's crazy? Wait, are they in?
They're in Memphis. They're in Memphis. Oh, okay. There's still no Ja Morant. Morant's actually having that with his knee.
Well, here's the deal: the bruise on his knee. But the Grizzlies hung in tough in game four, and if it wasn't for like Draymond making that last second block, I mean they were battling with the Warriors.
I mean they played 25 games without Ja with that same injury he had. That was worse. This is a reoccurring injury that he's just it's come back. So they played a good 25 games and still held the number two spot in the Western Conference without him. So they can definitely do it. The problem is they're just not championship kind of type experienced team, but they will get there, you know. And poor Golden State Warriors. They're a shell of themselves. This is all they have. Steve Kerr is out with COVID. They've got Mike Brown, who is halfway in, halfway out. He took a position with Sacramento Kings.
With the Kings,
He's about to be the new head coach over there. So they're just kind of having to go with whatever.
They just want to get one more in. They want one more in. I mean, I feel like getting it back to Golden State, you know, getting it back in San Francisco is just going to be the nail in the coffin.
I don't know. I hope so. But I mean, shoot, they're not going to be beating no Phoenix. So, you know, this is where we're going.
We have a new MVP. Well, not a new. We have a repeated MVP for the NBA. So, Luke, of course, Jokic is not playing in the playoffs, but he is in his home country, and this is where they find. This is how they announced his MVP and brought it to him. He literally has this big stable out there, and he's riding it on like this horse and carriage.
Yeah, he's in Serbia. Yeah,
while he's like weeping and like crying as well. So
didn't they do that to him last time? Like he went back home and they presented to him. He's back at home doing some stuff.
Did it again because you know they're not this far in the playoffs ever. So
right, right. Well, they'll get Jamal Murray back. That was hilarious. They'll get Jamal Murray back. So.
But there was some talks that your Lakers possibly looking to interview the Warriors assistant coach. So the Warriors could be missing most of their coaching roster if it keeps going like this. But
I mean,
any other news
the job,
from your
they,
end?
Even if they get the, even if he gets the job, they've interviewed Mark Jackson, who said he didn't want it at one point, but he interviewed anyway, because you got to stay in the political realm of being noticed, you know, just in case your number does get called. And then they interviewed another person recently, too. From Portland, assistant coach. So they're going through the interview process. Oh. We don't know who it's going to be. The way they did Vogel, there's like a code among coaches. That was very wrong to do and how they did it. So a lot of coaches are kind of like, nah, I don't think so. They're trying to stay away from it. And it's a mess. It's dysfunctional. Jeannie Buss is now showing some accountability. Like, I made big mistakes and investing in the wrong people, trusting the wrong people on advice. Da-da-da-da-da. You should have known better, sis. We knew. I knew. How did nobody else knew when I was the one calling this at the very beginning that this was a mess? Like, I don't understand. Right. And I'm nobody. So what were you guys, who were you guys listening to? So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
I know that it's getting serious. You know, we're into like game six for the Heat, 76ers, Suns, and Mavs. Those are all our 3-2. The away teams both got bamboozled in game five. Just terrible losses for them. But it's wrapping up.
The Bulls and the Bucks in the Celtics game. Man, that's today. Either way. No Chris Middleton, too, and these guys. And I had kind of pretty much written the Bucks off after Tuesday night Monday night, thinking that it was over for them because I was like, they have no Chris Middleton. Giannis is playing 40 minutes. He's gassed out. He's on the court. Can't even get up. Marcus Smart tried to help him up. Still laying there. I mean, the guy's energy is just running low. But he played another 40 minutes tonight, and it turned. So –
speaking of energy and maybe those that are in the playoffs or have feeling some sort of way, but I couldn't believe I had not caught this before, but the Kyrie Irving basically discussing his trolls while he's playing Grand Theft Auto.
I like it.
It's about so long y'all can say the same jokes. Oh, Kyrie, what are you doing at home? That's how y'all sound to me. Oh, what are you doing at home? Are you going to Cancun? Where are you? Are you at home? Oh, Kyrie, you suck. Alright. What, babe?
Tell me what you're up to. Tell me everything.
What are you doing? Oh my god. Go back to Cleveland. Oh my god. Boston hates.
Boston. Go back to Boston.
Why are you so in his feelings, though? Like, what?
Because he's playing a game on live with kids and Tito's, probably taunting him, figuring it out that they know his screen name and know it's Kyrie. And they're either typing to him or saying stuff to him while he's playing his game. But he had a vent session.
People got burner accounts on Twitter. You don't got a burner account for your Game of Thrones, so no one knows who you are.
They're playing a game. It's a de-stress kind of thing. You just decided to make conversation. Maybe somebody jabbed you the wrong way on the game and you just went off on the thing. But it's funny how you tried to mock the voices. It sounded so goofy, but it was funny at the same time. It
sounded hilarious.
And Kente says, coaching wise for the Golden State assistant, listen, it's going to take the strength of Job for us to have a solid coach for the Lakers because you have to manage all those personalities, including LeBron James and anything else that goes with it. I don't know what kind of coach it's going to take for that, but it's going to be a very, very hard job. It's not going to be easy. This is not going to be a cakewalk that they're walking into. I will say that.
Coach LeBron can't do that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too tough. I don't know. Get rid of all of them. This is the way I feel right now.
It's a whole team away.
We need young people. Look at what Boston's doing right now. Look what they've got going on as a dynasty franchise. I don't want to go on this ramp over and over again, but it makes no sense that you have two independent dynasties with 17 championships, maybe one with an asterisk calling my Lakers, that are not in a playoff contention. It makes no sense that the Lakers are not in this position right now or in any play-in or anything like that. When you got 17 banners over there, you changed the name of this doggone stadium and invested all this money. These tickets are out.
It was right when it changed to crypto that all things went downhill.
Yeah, it went downhill before the crypto. It went downhill before the crypto. We have no kind of leadership. We have no kind of personnel. We have nothing over there. It's a mess. I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm very curious to see how this pans out. But they're a mess.
Someone's got
to
figure that out.
It's dysfunctional. It could be its own telenovela over there. I don't even want to talk about it because they're not even in the league. They're not even in the series right now.
Yeah. Baseball is going strong. Your Dodgers back in first place, of course.
It's a silver lining to everything. But they're thinking about getting rid of Dave Price, which I don't know what that's going to do because that's kind of tough. We need pitching. And he is one of our aces as he's playing right now. So the rumor talk is Dave Price might be getting traded.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to check out your link that you shared, Brian. Yeah, B. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'll go on Twitter. Okay, I see it.
But my Mariners have sucked, although our rookie.
But you won Julio, the series with your mom on Mother's Day.
Well, we won the game. We won the Mother's Day game.
I'm sorry.
We literally lost two. We've won two out of the last 12 of our games. And I think today might have been two out of 13.
Okay.
But on Mother's Day, it was very special. The sun had come out. It was a beautiful day. Safeco's probably one, or I guess it's T-Mobile now. I always want to call it Safeco. T-Mobile's probably one of the greatest, I think, baseball parks out there. And of course I'm biased, but, you know, went into extra innings. There was a walk-in. We ended up with 2-1 with Ty France. I think I've, here, I'll show you the little video.
Yeah, yeah. That's cute. Looks like your mom had a great time at the game.
She had a great time. We had a wonderful time. We went up. We got there early. You know, we got free clear purses for Mother's Day that were from Mariners. Aww, we got a free hat there. We went to like the third floor bar they have, which is a beautiful. It's like one of the best places I think you can sit and watch a game. If you get a cheap ticket, you can always go to this bar on the third story, and it's beautiful. It has the best views, the best view of the game. And then we went down to other seats. I was, you know, showing mom how I like to find seats to sit in. Yeah. So we had a great time.
That's great.
She had a great time too, of course. Good. She had a great Mother's Day. So
very good.
Happy belated birthday to all, or happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Mother figures and stuff, but great weekend for that.
Yeah, so awesome.
Then they have been losing since. So I think they won yesterday though. Yeah. But,
it's early. This baseball season is early. Just because the Dodgers are just on top. We're just, we got a roster though, so I don't know. You never know. It's baseball. You really like, this do. Stuff, it's always a surprise when we get into.
We just believe in too many people on base. That's our problem.
Yeah.
It's
like, I'm really saddened that the Giants haven't been really winning as well as I was hoping. I thought I'd get more action of seeing Gabe on TV, but they're not doing that so much. So I've got to look for another Dodgers Giants game.
Right. Shout out to the women that have made the Sports Illustrated cover. Okay, this was pretty incredible. The swimsuit issue will be showing off five of the ladies from the WNBA. I think Tia Cooper still isn't signed though. She had been waived by LA, but Sue Bird, Brianna Stewart, NECA, Tia Cooper, and Dee Dee Richards. So all five of them, they all had their own individual shots in the magazine as well.
And they look amazing. Fire. Yeah,
very.
Fire.
And of
that
course,
should be an incentive for any guy to come to a WNBA seeing that.
Listen.
Beautiful women like that. They look good. And they are on the court.
I mean, you're not going to see them like that.
No, but you'll be able to
not only are beautiful, but they're talented too.
Yeah, just to get them in the seat to say, maybe you could shoot your shot to them. I don't know.
Maybe. There's also, of course, the fits for, you know, the first week.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that one. From Isabella Harrison, because of course the Jordans, like it was like a patent leather dress. It was beautiful. Aisha Shepherd, or I'm sorry, no, that wasn't her. We got Natasha Howard there in the G, and then Kia Nurse, and then Sue Bird, of course. And I got the Aces lineup here with two of our rookies. They're definitely dressing. So Aisha Shepherd, that sweater she's wearing, it's like a patchwork. I've actually seen these posts on Instagram, and there's a local vintage resale shop, and one of the store, they sell these patchworks. You know those old Afghan style blankets? This guy makes them into like jackets, shorts, sweaters.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
This one is like an homage to like Kobe Bryant. Of course, you've got De'Erica.
Yeah.
Sporting her Louis V bag, basketball bag, and the Jordans. And then Kirsten Bell, KB, and of course our girl Kelsey Plum.
Kirsten Bell is rocking a blinged out Cartier. I don't know which model it is, but it is sick because in the next frame, I've seen it very close up and personal.
With the hand tag.
I was trying to figure out what timepiece that was she was rocking. It is a Cartier. What is going on? She is super swaggy with that.
She is super. I love her. She's the only her. One I've seen I'm with a so top happy.
Timepiece like that. And she's just like on it.
She's legit.
She's probably going to be the flyest one dressed for this team.
I think so.
I think she's already had a breakout with it. Like, right. For real. Because that timepiece can't wait for more. Spoke to itself. Can't I was like, ooh. Wait
for more.
Go ahead, yeah. Heat. Man, need sunglasses. Oh, that's gosh. Why I should have sunglasses on for the glare. I mean, I had a lot of diamonds on that watch. It was nice.
Andre, I thought we had a contract. We're supposed to be doing Pride Night with you. So now you owe us, I guess. So
don't have the capacity to promote tickets? And
sell tickets. Why are you too busy? Since when? Too busy out eating dinners?
That's going to have to say, be a separate conversation. Enjoy your Sunday show, sir, with one artist.
Right. Which you're one and a half.
We'll enjoy ours at three. You enjoy yours.
We'll make sure to save Sunday. The videos of our concerts for you so that you can replay them on Sunday.
You enjoy your one day, your one show, sir. And we'll enjoy our three artist show.
All right, let's get into some sneaker drops.
If we can get them.
We're not sure.
If we can get them.
Just don't go to
please tell me you put the Balenciagas in there. Please tell me you did those.
I don't have them in here. You didn't send a picture.
It's the trashy ones. I sent it to our fashion group. The ones that look really run over and are thousands of dollars.
Oh, no, I saw those. But yeah, I don't know. Well, anyway, so we've got these. We're not sure when they're coming out. But the girl, like Skate Like a Girl with
the Doug Lowe, the Nike collab. Yeah, doing a collab. Skate Like a Girl is its own brand. And so they're doing a collab with Nike.
I love these tongues.
And I like the tongue and I like the insoles. The insoles have that custom little drawings on them and the insoles that you could take out. Super right. cool. Love the colorway. Love the knit on the tongue, like a sock. You right? see that? That uh-huh. detail is pretty dope. That's different.
It's really nice.
And like I said, yeah. Dunks are hot right now. I mean, Dunks.
Listen,
are
I couldn't get my court at. Championships. I couldn't get the new.
That's okay. Guess what? They got them in Air Pandas. Max 90s. Nordstrom sells them in Air Max 90s. I might cop them that way.
The court purple?
Oh, not the court purple. What was the ones that just came out? Those Dunks with the different colorways all over the shoe.
Oh yeah, I saw those.
No, yeah, they have those in an Air Max 90 version. I need the court
purple.
Yeah.
The Air Max 90s. These are the of May. These are giving me cougar vibes, so I can't accept these into my life.
Are they crimson and gray? Or are they?
I don't know, but they're red and gray. They're called the Gym Red. So yeah, UNLV. This will be a UNLV show. Yeah. We also got the Stussy Nike Air Force. I didn't even know I mean, I knew Stussy was around.
Stussy's I guess I big. Knew they were. Stussy's big. You gotta understand. We're marketing these. We're marketing these sneakers now to Tito's. These are the ones that are really wearing these. These
but
days.
These were big so when I was in high school. Yeah, so it's like
I mean, Maui and Son, Stussy, yeah. all the skate brands. You know, we got the Rock Skate kids now, so that's a big culture. So within that culture, that Stussy brand is still doing. Yeah, so they'll rock that with the Air Force Ones. Anybody that can get their hands on a pair of Air Force
and look
ones,
at them soles. Like I just it's so much. It's so
and Raider colors too. Not bad.
Yeah. We got so these are kids, the Air Jordan 6 retros. So these are for like youth kids. I know.
Are we in grade denim, school? That's not fair.
Wash denim Dutch blue, May 14th.
They always do that. Why do you gotta do it in grade school?
I mean,
and then the adults with the small feet can get them, but my big foot, I can't get them. Yeah.
I know.
They just hate
luck.
On the old people, don't they?
The Yeezy slides, the glow isn't terrible. So they have three that are coming out. Glow, which is this color. There's like a nude, which they call pure, and an onyx, which
I literally want to see somebody run in those.
Right. Or just
I feel even, like when I see people walking out and about with them and something goes down, are you kicking them off or are you running in them? I need to see how that works.
I mean, that's all slides, though, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly. But with the sole of that having a little track.
And are they going to wear socks in these like they do in other slides?
Of course they're wearing socks in these. What are you talking about? Come on. Of course they're going to wear socks with these. Have you seen Kanye's latest video?
No.
So Kanye's latest video is pictures of him as a child, but he's morphed it where his mouth is moving, rapping the lyrics. But he's also wearing the Gap and Yeezy collab that is about to release to Gap. So in every little picture, even if he's like 7 or 9 or whatever, rapping, mm-hmm. he's in these big puffy jackets. You see the black boots. You get in school pictures and all of that. That's still what the boots
that he's probably never taken off.
You gotta check it out. It's crazy.
I can't. It's too much.
Yeah.
You've got the Nike Air Force One highs.
I love the colors on this.
I love them too. But look at that. Look, I'll be 6'1" just in sneakers wearing these.
That's okay. You'll be a model.
They come out on 5/17, which is next Tuesday. I just hate shoes with Velcro. Like, I really can't stand Velcro on shoes.
I can take one Velcro. It was the multi-strapped Velcro ones I had issues with. And we know somebody that had purchased those. And I was like, what was the issue with that? I was like, dude, I could go on a whole thesis about why the Velcros are such so problematic.
I love the colors, and I love
Colors and the sole.
There's like a glaze on it too.
It looks like it's really nice. It looks like it's a translucent sole. It doesn't look like it's got a core in it whatsoever. No, those are fire. They're definitely different. I like them.
Okay, and I believe So I don't know. Is it Clout? CLOT? Is that, I don't know. Is that a brand that I'm not knowing? Miss Fashionista.
Which one?
CLOT Clout. It says Clout times the Air Jordan 5 Lows. It's a collaboration with Clout or CLOT.
Clout?
I don't know. CLOT. So.
Oh, CLOT, Clout. I thought it said CLOUT. Sorry. Clout?
Yeah.
Clout? I'm not familiar with that.
Anyways, these are the low fives. They come out on the 20th.
Got a Christmas colorway to them.
There's like green inside, I think green tongue to it
nice.
As well. AJ4 military black. Yeah.
Those are fire. But the thing of it is fours are so uncomfortable for me. Like, I can't even wear those fire red fours. I broke into those and Life is Beautiful killed me. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't wear them to a festival either.
Man, you can't. You can't.
You need to have a good comfy shoe.
I mean, they've got to be broken into or something. I just don't wear the sneakers enough to break them in.
Comfy, period. Travis Scott has a line coming out.
Yes, he does.
He's got the 2 Air Maxes there on the left, and then also the 2 Air Trainers on the right. All 4 come out on the 27th.
Right on time for him to come back on tour. No, he is. Like, he's literally announced that he's going back performing. So,
okay.
Very interesting. All right. Now, what StockX gonna hit those for? I wonder. What's Nike gonna do about it? I wonder.
Well, these are the ones I'm more curious about.
What are the bots gonna do about it? Oh, those are fire! Right. They're the Gucci. Well, they don't even announce those yet. The Gucci Adidas collab. They have not announced Gucci the date on that.
These are coming out June 7th.
Oh, June 7th is
the date? Adidas and Gucci collection on June 7th. Nice. There was actually like a woman's dress heel, it looked like, or a dress loafer that had the 3 stripes on it. That was just so terrible. I couldn't. No, I can't.
Yeah, I'm not understanding the slide. Oh, I see the slide is a monogram with the G's all embossed.
I like that bottom left one, though. I like the blue, the teal, like jelly and the pink.
And I like the pink and green up in the middle.
Yeah.
And I like the one next to it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
I want to see what the price point is for
like
those.
That. I'm curious I wasn't even to see saying the it like price that. Point. Excuse me. I wasn't even saying it like that. It was just all these designers coming with these collabs with these athletic shoes. I mean, it's just so much. And it's just a lot. It's a lot to unpack, and it's a lot to try to get your hands on. It's a lot for the resale game. It's a lot for...
Yeah.
It just never is.
Said, do y'all wear the VaporMaxes? I haven't worn VaporMax, I don't think.
Yeah, VaporMax, have top a pair left on fire, Maurice, because they had that Gucci embossed in them, the logo. Yeah, you're going to want those.
That's what you want.
Yeah, VaporMaxes are cool. I mean, all the sneakers are really cool. I mean, the On Cloud.
I'm an Air Max Jordan person. That's really
I like Air Max J's, Dunks, Raph Simmons, Common Projects.
I love Converse, of course.
Golden Goose. I wear them all. Converse. I don't have a problem. I like sneakers. If the sneakers fly... And it works with my collab and outfit.
Make me comfy. Like, I just want to be comfy, period.
Yeah. Well, we're in the older area. I mean, I should get you some On Clouds or the Hokas. Those are the number one sneakers selling on the market right now.
Litzy loves her On Clouds, and she keeps telling me I need to go buy a pair. So I'm coming.
I've been trying to teach everybody to the On Clouds. On Clouds are the number one selling shoes.
I gotta come and try some on.
You do. We cannot keep them in stock. We cannot keep the Hokas in stock. We cannot keep On Clouds in stock. Those are the number one sneakers selling right now for our age and upper. Yeah. middle-aged people.
I'm coming. Listen, I need those. So I need those for the festival shoot.
Listen, why you lying? Listen. Yo.
You got them at 8.5, 9 right now? Like, let me know when you go to work.
I will definitely check and style board you whatever you want. I tried to style board you some Seattle stuff, but it sold out.
Oh, you did?
They had no sizes in the Seattle Seahawks fan here. Is
with it.
Nothing.
With it.
Nothing.
All right. Before we leave you guys, we wanted to give you girl power. So this is old news, but new news, because what nobody realizes is that Diamond Shields, who was a 2019 All-Star, she shortly after, nobody knew this happened the last couple of years, except for those that are really close to her.
Wow.
She, in January 2020, she had the grape-sized tumor was found on her spinal cord after an MRI. She had to have surgery at the University of Chicago. She knew there'd be obviously some, there could be issues that transpire because it's a tumor that was on her spine and that there was nerves that wrapped around this. Surgery went well, but she was having tremors and had involuntary spasms throughout her body. And it wasn't clear if she'd even be able to regain, you know, her full feeling or be able to control her body. She had to learn to walk, run, and slowly return back to her athletic status. In October 20th, so that was in January. So come to, this is 2020. So this is the beginning of the pandemic. She opted to, even though she still couldn't run or run in a straight line, she opted to enter the WNBA bubble, continue her rehab. She was playing ball in the bubble and played for 13 of their games until she had re-injured herself in a different place. However, cut to 2021. She leads her team to a WNBA title with the Chicago Sky.
Give
so none of us
her.
Knew what was happening, and this is what she was going through. Having to relearn to walk, to run, to defend, to play basketball. Like,
to have all her motor skills that paid her professionally. To have all of that come back.
Man,
it's incredible.
It's just
56-100. What is going on? Are Golden State just saying, you know what? We're just going to go to 56? The Bay. 56-100. So Golden State
like,
is pretty much saying
we're
just
going
to take
win
this
win
back
home.
To Chase Center.
They've already planned something. We've already spent like $100,000 on, you know, the balloons, confetti,
music.
We
want this to be their best game ever. Get their stats padded up high and freaking, we'll take it back to the city.
E-40 wants to be present. We need to
have
our home
squad
there.
Take it back to the city. You know what I mean? Gosh.
And also, of course, shout out to All Pro Digital.
Yes.
We're excited to be working with them and to keep an eye out for more things to come with our collaboration with All Pro Digital. So we're excited for that. And hey, that's it. We're going to head out of here. We've had quite the show. We appreciate all of those have tuned in. If you're just catching the end of the show, feel free to watch the replay. It'll be on our YouTube. Feel free to subscribe there and share it. And we'll catch you back.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We had a great audience out there joining the chat.
Yes.
Cassandra, we are going to shout you out real quick. You are amazing, girl power. You covered the fights. You look great in your red dress. We'd love to have you back on. So please get with us and let us know when you can be our guest.
I know Cassandra. I just want to see Cassandra. I didn't get a picture of Cassandra's closet that just shows the red. I mean, she's
red
got
dresses. I feel like she has a closet
designated
red for red dresses. I just think I feel like she has a red room and it's all red dresses.
Sportsnista is on it. I love it. I love
it. We want you back.
Yes. We love you guys. And we'll see you next week. All right. Bye.